This is KBOX Heart of the Arts Podcast. I'm Greg Kustraba. The Phoenix Boys Choir will be in performance Friday and Saturday, May 10th and 11th. The program called Skyward will feature the group Simply Three, along with the Phoenix Boys Choir and the world premiere of Rafael Fusco's composition, It's a Long Way. It's the first prize entry in the choir's 2023 New Works Rising competition. Herbert Washington is artistic director of the Phoenix Boys Choir, and he's in the KBOX studios. Welcome.
It's great to be here, Greg. Thank you for having me.
And on the phone is Rafael Fusco from Germany. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Greg. I'm thrilled to be here.
Herbert, this program has a lot of different elements, as we just mentioned, including guest artists and Rafael's prize-winning piece and performances by all of your performance ensembles. How do you fit it all together to make it a coherent experience for the audience? Or is that any part of your thinking when you created the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, this concert, Skyward, is a reimagination of what we think, you know, pop music is. All of the musicians, the choristers from Simply Three to even Rafael Fusco, are trained musicians. Simply Three come from ASU. They're classically trained musicians there. The Boys Choir, of course, with 76-year histories focusing on classical music. We are taking this idea of utilizing our skill set, our gifts and whatnot, and diversifying the program so that the audience has a rock-like experience. There'll be a live band. If you've ever seen Simply Three, they are a dynamic trio, string trio, that has been performing internationally and especially in the Valley for a very long time. So they have an incredible following. And so we wanted to pair these worlds together in this incredible collaboration. So this will look like a rock concert with haze and dancing and choreography, but holding on to those classical roots with the tight harmonies and these beautiful arrangements of pieces, especially with when you get the intricacies of Rafael Fusco's piece that is the world premiere of It's a Long Way, and then you pair that with Bohemian Rhapsody and this concert-like pianist type of work with Simply Three. So there is something for everyone on this program. It doesn't matter if you are seeking the harmonies, if you're seeking dance or entertainment or want to laugh, because Simply Three is incredibly engaging on stage. These boys have put together a program that I think is very diverse and really connects all of the audience in different generations, multi-generational program.
Now, when you start the program, do you start with the youngest kids and then go up to the adults or to the high school students, or are they all kind of mixed together in different portions of the program?
Yeah, this is a fully collaborative operation here in this concert. The Phoenix Boys Choir has about five different ensembles, starting at age seven, and it's funny you mentioned an adult because we do go through adult men. So you'll see our Masters Men's Choir, and you'll hear them also on the collaborative pieces with Simply Three. So everyone has a few sets of pieces alone, individually, and then we bring it together in a combined fashion. And on the second half, we add Simply Three to the mix. We will do the world premiere in the first half with Rafael Fusco, hopefully at piano, to feature his incredible work from our New Works Rising International Choral Composition Competition.
Let's talk about the world premiere for a second. Rafael Fusco, when you were writing this piece for this competition, what were the requirements of it? Was there a certain length? Were there certain types of vocal techniques you were supposed to use? Or is it just kind of a blank slate?
You know, I remember seeing the ad on, I believe it was the composer's site or one of those places where competitions for composers come up. And I saw it like 5 days. No, it was 5 days before the deadline. And it just said for boys choir, optional instrument and piano. I don't think it specified the length of the piece, but there was something about journey or exploring or growth or something like that. And I had never written for boys choir. And I thought, oh, this could be a good chance to try my hand at writing something for that. My family's from New Jersey, right on the Jersey Shore. And I was outside visiting the ocean, as I do every time that I'm home. And I'm just sitting there watching it, and I got inspired, and I came home, and I thought, oh, well, what would I write? And I just looked up a couple poems, and I came across this poem by William Stanley Braithwaite, like almost too easily, like after like three or four poems, and it was about, it's a long way, the sea winds blow, my heart has far to go before my dreams come true. And it was just this magical moment where the poem evoked the whole image of what I had just seen in real life a few minutes ago. But then traveling back and forth between the United States and Europe since I was a kid, I think how many times have I crossed this ocean in search for dreams? And this poem just spoke to me. I wrote the piece in about 3 or 4 days at lightning speed, super inspired, just saying, oh, let's see if it works. If not, then at least it was fun to work with this text. And I'm glad that everything worked out in the end as it did.
Yeah, to win a first prize on your very first piece for Boys Choir is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I got lucky on this, yeah.
Let's talk about the effects that you create in the piece, because you're creating a kind of a sonic seascape. How do you evoke sounds of seashells and foaming waves and the sea? I know composers have written orchestral pieces about that, but how do you do it for a choir, and particularly a boys choir?
The amount of times that the sea has been evoked through music, it can be a little bit daunting when taking on that task of saying, what do I have to say that Debussy or Mendelssohn or any of the composers that have dealt with this have already said? I think there's, as a matter of gesture, rhythms and harmony. So, I mean, the piece is very much going back and forth between 6-8 and 9-8. So this is kind of like lilting, wavy, rhythmic gesture that the piano always has these running 16th note arpeggios. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You kind of hear like this barcarolle feeling. There's a flute solo part, and the flute always has this kind of airy, almost nautical sound when it's in a certain tessitura, when it's in kind of that higher range. It kind of sounds like, I don't know, a sea whistle or something like that. The harmonies are very rich and warm, and there's an ebb and flow of dissonance and consonance. It has this kind of lulling effect. But then I thought, okay, cool, that's all fine, but how can I go a step further, not just using pitches and rhythms, but how can I create the timbre of the sea? So I had an idea that isn't normally what I do, of using some body percussion. So I thought, okay, I have a bunch of boys here. And I remember, you know, being a boy, my hands were always busy doing something, you know, scratching, picking, pointing, pushing, whatever. And so I just thought, what does the sea sound like? And I thought, oh, well, by rubbing the hands together, you get this kind of like sizzly, foamy kind of sound. And then, of course, the waves, you can go shh, like crescendo through this SH sound, and you can create the sound of the wave. And if all these different boys do it in different times, and you kind of see the waves falling all over each other. And then I was like, but there's also a hiss to it, like the sound of the wind that touches the sea. And so as I started to build that shh and the hands rubbing, just as an introduction before the notes start, I thought, oh, I've ushered the choir into the seascape that then invites the audience to come into. So it was a mixture of the body percussion that the singers use, the rhythms, the gestures, the harmonies. And yeah, it all reflects the imagery that's inherent in this poem.
Now, Herbert, in terms of how the boys are actually doing what the composer is intending to do, in your rehearsals, have you found they're enjoying this kind of extra singing activity?
Definitely. We call that, you know, utilizing kinesthetic movement. And of course, boys are energetic and always are either fidgeting or want to do something with their hands. So this was a perfect idea to transport the audience and the choristers to the sea. We had a conversation yesterday about our time, which is going to be in the summer here, to go to Traverse City and be on the lake right on the beach as we tour the upper Midwest of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. And so we talked about finding dreams within the sea, finding ourselves, understanding where our path is headed individually through this music. Raphael, they love the tight harmonies. I love the ebb and flow of the piano roll that's happening. The rhythmic changes on the 9-8 to 6-8, that lilting feel, almost like a dance with the sea. And so the boys truly enjoy the piece and the challenge that it takes to create not only the seascape, but just those intricate, tight harmonies that he's created, the dissonances that must be perfected and executed well on stage in order to make this come alive.
Is there some distraction, or have they been able to focus on the singing part of this? Because ultimately, it's a choir piece, and the text is essential to what you're trying to convey to the audience.
Greg, I'll give you our process. We first start with the text. That's the very first thing. The pitches and that work is every day in each rehearsal. We actually don't even touch the kinesthetic movement until the end. That is the icing on the cake for the boys. But their focus right now is to make sure that every pitch, every rhythm is executed to perfection and as perfect as we can make it. Because we know that someone's vision needs to come to life, right? And the idea that they're going to meet the composer in person and be on stage with that composer, not only have a world premiere, but also to work alongside the composer. That usually doesn't happen in choral music. Usually, you know, it's dead composers, right, that we're singing. And we have a live composer who will come in and to Arizona and spend that time with us.
And Herbert, I love this idea of starting with the words as the first place, because that's what sensitive vocal composers always do. It's this inspiration that comes out of the words. There's something in the sounds, the rhythms, the imagery of the poetry that inspires the composer. Braithwaite, the poet, I think he died in 62. I think he was born in the late 1800s. And so the composer then acts as like a medium, bringing the poet's words to life. And then the conductor brings the composer's ideas to life. And then the choir brings that into sound. And all of a sudden, we have these generations being brought together in this act. And to have this happen where people are hearing this, experiencing it for the first time, I think is just wonderful. I'm so honored to join you guys in bringing this piece to life and joining Simply Three in Bohemian Rhapsody, which has always been a favorite piece of mine. And seeing how rock, pop, and classical music overlap has been one of the things that I involve in my creative process, creating music all the time, how these different worlds overlap and communicate. So I feel like I've connected with the right people, and I'm very much looking forward to joining you guys in Phoenix.
Well, thank you, Raphael, for writing such a gem for our 76th season. The prompt that you received was The Future Beckons. For young boys, I wanted them to always, one, be independent and to go out and look ahead and to see how they're going to be gentlemen and lights of this world. And this piece that you've written, which will be a part of our repertoire for a very long time, evokes this idea that they must go out and learn more about themselves, understand where they're headed. It's okay to not have a very, very clear path, but ultimately we have to be great humans, great stewards of this world. And so you've provided a piece that really hit on the nose that future beckons.
That's what music's all about. And if I could play my small part in making a meaningful thing happen for these boys becoming men and going out into the world, that's my pleasure.
Raphael Fusco is a composer whose work, It's a Long Way, will be on the next program by the Phoenix Boys Choir. It's the first place entry in the choir's 2023 New Works Rising competition. Herbert Washington is artistic director of the Phoenix Boys Choir and will direct the ensemble Friday, May 10th at Mesa Arts Center and Saturday, May 11th at the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix. Tickets and more information about the program are at phoenixboyschoir.org/pops. Thanks to both of you for sharing some time with us.
Of course. Again, thank you for having us. We love KBOK.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
For the KBOK Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.